This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a huge, and I mean huge, station announcement coming down 7:45 on Monday. I'm Payne and Pendergast. We're going to have a major event out here at our Verizon Artist Lounge. You don't want to miss the announcement and the opportunity to be involved in something that's very special at this station. So be listening to Payne and Pendergast, 7:45 right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, you want to spill the beans? Tell the people what it is right now. Go ahead.
It is big.
That's all you got?
Very big.
That's all you got?
That's all I got for now.
Okay. I was just seeing if you wanted to spill the beans.
Mm-hmm. I just hope somebody
around here.
What
would the punishment be if you did that?
I don't know what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
You do?
Maybe. There's rumors.
I actually don't.
There's rumors running around this building.
Man. I actually don't know.
There's rumors. Rumors.
7:45.
People talk, man. People talk.
7:45 Monday. Well, apparently I'm not involved in those conversations. welcome to the life of Landry Locker. By the way, thanks to everyone who listened to us yesterday. We went 8 hours straight. I don't want to get mushy or anything like that, but amidst the storms and all the community work that they do at Sports Radio 610, you and Seth and Sean, I said, there's three Houston staples in this building. I'm fortunate to work with one every day, and I'm fortunate to have two other guys lead us in every day. And just to be able to share a microphone with you guys for 8 hours is not only something that should be cherished, but it's something that I don't take lightly, and I know how pivotal that is in my radio career, and which is always a work in progress, always trying to get better each day. So not trying to rub your leg or anything here, J-Lo, but I do appreciate the opportunity to do that yesterday with you guys.
That was, first of all, I appreciate that very much. That was really, really impressive the way the city handled yesterday. Unfortunately, we have experience with it. And it was impressive the way everybody stepped up here. It makes you proud to work here and the way we took care of our listeners, tried to mix in the information with the entertainment. There's kind of a pall over Houston today. We're all familiar with that, you know, kind of post-flood. Driving into town, you see, you don't have as far a drive as I do.
But not even close.
I saw probably 50 cars still on the side of the road as I'm driving in. And so that's that pall that is still kind of hanging over the city. So we'll get through it. We always do. And I appreciate that. And we're glad that we could do that yesterday. Seth put in 11 plus hours.
He did.
We put in 8.
Yeah, he put in 8. He did his thing. But yeah, it was fun. It always gives you kind of perspective too, man. Like, and I know it's kind of sad that you need perspective in these situations. But, you know, we'll look at some of the stuff that I've bitched about the last couple months. My car got broke into and a couple things got stolen, or, you know, you get a flat tire or something like that. That's one of my life mottos. But sometimes, you know, it gives you perspective. Two life mottos. You know my two life mottos by now?
What's the payoff seems to be one.
That's
not a motto.
That's kind of a motto. That's just a mindset.
Yeah.
But two life mottos.
Could always be worse.
And people are stupid. It'll help you.
Well, I don't know how far that's going to take you. But
no. I mean, not in like a way, but like, you know, don't get mad at somebody for saying something to you. Don't get
mad.
You know.
I have several that I always try to remind myself.
Lamb on me.
Don't borrow worry. That's one of my big ones. You know, people are like, oh, what if this happens? What if the water comes up another foot? You know, I mean, I don't know. That's a big one. But I'm saying, what if so-and-so ends up doing something that's going to affect? You're just borrowing worry. You know, worry when it's time to worry. You know, I've always said that. Let them know you were here. I've said that to myself since.
You're always passing gas here and here.
No. Just do something with your life that lets them know that you were here when you're gone. You know, just let them know you were here.
Okay.
In a good way.
I like that.
And a couple of others here and there, but those are the ones that I
probably can't say those on the air.
And don't, I mean, and you know this, having been around me enough. don't let crap bother you, man. That's kind of in the same vein as
I haven't quite gotten to that one, bro.
Don't borrow, worry, but it's kind of a cousin.
I haven't quite gotten to that one
like
yet.
People get like I could argue with you all 4 hours, and when I walk out of here I'm like, all right, next, you know. Just don't let crap bother you, man. It's on social media, it's in life. It's like people can argue about, you know, the 1990s Cowboys, and all of a sudden, you know.
All of a sudden your mom's getting brought up.
Yeah, all of a sudden it gets like, you know, deranged argument. Man, why are you letting crap like that bother you?
Yeah, it's been known to, it's been known to happen. I don't really get mad about arguments, but I do.
That's why I always laugh when you get the trolls.
Yeah.
Like talking about you on whatever the social media is, or on the text board. Oh, you blah, 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 or the, you know, the Texans suck, the Aggies suck, you're a horrible host, you're bad at radio. All right, sure, cool.
I feel like at a certain age that should be stopped, but there's some, like, people pushing 40 that just want to quote tweet everything, they want to call out car dealerships, and all, like, it's a little bit played out, and then you're, like, quote tweeting and acting like you're, like, just swinging for the fences, and that's what gets you out. There's even some, like, hosts in town. I don't get it. I don't get, like... Yeah. The whole, like, whatever. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. Much appreciated, and appreciate your ears yesterday for 8 hours. Let's do this draft. You threw this idea out there, seeing what the Texans are up against on Sunday. Game starts at 325 right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I'm going to have a special pregame to the pregame solo from 11 to noon, taking you up to pregame with Rick Kamla and Seth Payne. So we'll have that game. Chargers going to be without 4 of their 7 Pro Bowlers last year, but the OG John Lopez wants to do a little draft, and this doesn't include the quarterbacks.
Yeah, eliminate the quarterbacks. I think it's a fun exercise that will enlighten us on maybe how this game really should stack up and who really we think is going to win. So of all the players on both rosters that are not quarterbacks.
No quarterback.
Let's have a 6-round draft.
Okay.
You and I. I'll let you have the first pick.
Oh, wow. You're all cocky, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying, just because I think when we look at all 12 players, it's going to kind of let us know like where the advantages and disadvantages might lie. I think it's going to be enlightening because you can pick from all 6 from one team.
All right.
You know, or mix it up. So you have the first draft, non-quarterback edition. Who are you taking?
With the first pick in the draft, I select Nuke Hopkins.
Yeah, that's pretty much a no-brainer there, isn't it? I'm going to select Joey Bosa.
Damn you. I thought I was going to be able to steal Joey Bosa.
Okay.
I will select, I guess, J.J. Watt. I guess J.J. Watt. I wanted Bosa, but I'll take J.J.
The crowd is murmuring, is that a reach? Is that a reach?
It's gotten to that?
With a 3rd overall pick.
It's gotten to that. He's heard that before.
I'm just hearing the crowd murmur.
He's heard that before.
I'm just hearing the crowd murmur. Don't blame me. I'll draft with the 3rd pick. My 2nd pick, the 4th pick. Wow. Will Fuller.
Whoa, you went with Will?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then I'll just take Keenan Allen. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to. That was my other choice.
Yeah, I'll take Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm. All right. My 3rd pick, I'm going to take Melvin Ingram. Okay.
My 4th, I'll take Carlos Hyde. Top 5 leading rusher in the National Football
League.
See,
this is
right
what
now.
I'm talking about. This is what's going to be telling where we took these guys and who's on our team. I'll take Whitney Mercilus. Okay.
All right, so tell the people who your squad is right now.
So far I have Joey Bosa, Will Fuller, Melvin Ingram, and Whitney Mercilus. We're coming after your ass. We're coming after your ass.
Because it is just this Sunday.
You have DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt, Keenan Allen, and Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, we're killing it. Austin Eckler. I'll take running back Austin Eckler, who's filling in for Melvin Gordon, doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. I will take Desmond King, top 50 cornerback. I mean, he was on the NFL top 50, whatever it is, players.
My final pick, This is a prisoner of the moment pick. I'll be the first to say this.
I know who you're going to take.
Zach Cunningham. Zach Cunningham.
Oh.
I'm taking Zach Cunningham, who looked like a Pro Bowl linebacker the other day. I'm expecting big things for him. I'm sure he didn't expect to be on this roster, but Zach Cunningham, you're balling out. You're on my squad.
I'm going to take... I thought you were going to say this name, prisoner of the
Justin
moment.
Justin Reed?
No. Kenny Stills. Over Kiki QT. All right, and so this is where now we break it down, right? Let me give the teams, and I think this is where it becomes an enlightening exercise. Landry's team is DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt, Keenan Allen, Carlos Hyde, Austin Eckler, and Zach Cunningham. Mine is Joey Bosa, Will Fuller, Melvin Ingram, Whitney Merciless, Desmond King, and Kenny Stills. So this is where we can tell my top players are pretty much right down the middle, 3-3, Texans and Chargers. I've got Bosa, Ingram, and Desmond King from the Chargers, Will Fuller, Merciless, and Kenny Stills from the Texans. You have Hopkins, Watt, and Zach Cunningham from the Texans. You have Keenan Allen. You had Carlos Hyde, too. So you got 4-2. And Austin Eckler from the Chargers. So this is a toss-up game in terms of, like, the best players on the team.
The most alarming thing from my data, if we're just looking at this as far as, like, what to make of this as an exercise, and this isn't, like, some sort of daily fantasy. We're not measuring it. But the most alarming thing here is I selected J.J. Watt third overall, and I hesitated. You said that I reached.
I said the crowd was murmuring that you reached.
So that brings up the question, J.J. Watt, with his limited production through two games, are we starting to see the decline in J.J. Watt, or did I just get a steal?
That's one of the things that we wanted to enlighten. Here's the other thing that might be a little enlightening. Kiki QT was not taken. Justin Reed was not taken. Jonathan Joseph was not taken.
Bernardrick McKinney was not taken.
Was not taken. So it kind of tells you, like, what we really think about these players and what they're doing so far.
And the other thing, Carlos Hyde. Who would have thought that Carlos Hyde would be my fourth pick at this point in the draft? And if you look at Carlos Hyde, what he's doing right now, top five in the league in rushing, he's added a whole different layer to this running game behind this offensive line. That should tell you something.
It does.
Something else that I think sticks out. And I don't know what to make of this. Maybe we just weren't thinking about linemen. But Laremy Tunsil, who's going to be the highest paid left tackle in the NFL, he's been good.
Right.
But he hasn't been so good. Maybe this is just because he's not as familiar with the system. But he hasn't been so good that he went in our 12-man draft.
Exactly. Now, how about this? Had we done this exact same thing before the first game of the season, Joseph would have been taken. QT would have been taken. Probably Tunsil would have been taken. Isn't that interesting? And maybe Duke Johnson over Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde has been the most pleasant surprise. I think that we might look back at that and say that's the best trade. Now, I am a little bit concerned if, as we look at this Texans roster, with how healthy they've been, I don't know how fit this team is to handle some sort of injury. Like, I think the Texans, they're the most healthy team in the NFL right now. I don't know if there's much depth on this roster to where if they do lose one of these guys, like let's say J.J. needs to rest. I mean, God forbid J.J. needs to rest. God forbid that Carlos Hyde needs to rest. God forbid that, you know, any of these guys need to rest. We're talking about a Chargers team that's missing 4 of 7 Pro Bowlers, and we're calling it a toss-up still. Roster to roster. We're calling this a toss-up. If you take away 4 of the Texans' top 7 players, I mean, this is a blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, imagine if the Texans had 4 of their top 7 players out like the Chargers do, and the Chargers were completely healthy.
Well, let's do what you just said based on how we drafted. These are the top 7 players we drafted of the Texans in order. Hopkins, Watt, Fuller, Hyde, Merciless, and Zach Cunningham. You take away 4 of those guys?
This roster looks terrible.
You're awful.
And that just puts in perspective, you know, the matchup that the Texans are facing on Sunday, because it's just alarming when I hear Bill O'Brien, who we're going to hear from at 11:15, when I hear him go up there and try to tell me how great this Chargers team is, I just take a step back and I say, okay, Las Vegas agrees with you. Las Vegas thinks that the Chargers are the better team. They think that on this field, on this day, they think the Chargers are 3 points better than the Texans. What would the line be if they were full strength?
Right.
And furthermore, what would the line be if the Chargers were full strength and the Texans were missing four pro players?
What is it right now? Four? About a nine? What's the current?
3.5 is last I saw. I think it's gone down to 3.
Okay.
I expect the Texans to win this game, but I can't even say that with a straight face. Like, and that bothers me that I don't feel that way, because I just feel like the Texans should roll. They should roll. But this
tells you they shouldn't. That's why I wanted to bring this up. This tells you that they shouldn't. It also tells you kind of what I've been saying, that worries me about this game, despite the Chargers' injuries and people who are not going to play. Where they are strongest is where you are conceivably most susceptible, offensive line and at cornerback, because you drafted Keenan Allen. They certainly have Mike Williams as well. And two of the players in the top six picks were Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram.
You took Joey Bosa over Watt.
I took Joey Bosa over Watt. That's correct. Yeah.
And I wanted Bosa.
I know. It's not like it was a bad pick.
I acted like J.J. Watt fell at me. You know what's going to happen? J.J. Watt's going to go out there and have about 7 sacks, and he's going to be shaking his finger.
Yeah, he's listening.
And then sticking the middle finger up to us. We got a loophole text, 713-572-4610. They say they need help from me for lunch. Chick-fil-A or Whataburger is what they're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit the Wadabee. It's Friday. Just hit the Wadabee and sit sideways.
It's already
on
cheat
the couch.
Weekend, right?
Yeah,
it's a cheat
just day. Go ahead and get you that number two. Get you the ketchup. Wada size it. Just get you the Wadabee and go through. If it were before Friday, I would say go with the Chick-fil-A. You might as well just hit the Whataburger. I might even follow your lead there.
There you go.
That's the kind of questions you get on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. I understand you're going home. There's a big game in College Station. Texas A&M versus Auburn. A&M actually favored. I understand you're going home and getting ready for the tailgate tonight.
I'm
going
to be smoking into
smoking what?
Into the night.
Smoking what? You're smoking what?
Chicken and ribs, baby.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something
I got to make a stop, buy several racks of ribs. I made my big batch of OG sauce, barbecue sauce, on, what was that, Tuesday? Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that?
Yeah.
No, it's Tuesday. Made about almost 2 gallons, so we're going to take a bunch of that.
I've been putting that on veggies.
Yeah? Have you tried the new batch?
I haven't really been eating much veggies. I ate pizza again last night.
I tried the new batch. I liked it. I don't know if you... But
I've never disliked the batch.
Yeah.
It's always the best barbecue sauce I've ever had.
So we'll be tailgating, man. Come by and give me a shout-out. We tailgate over by...
What's your tailgate drink?
It varies.
It's hot, though. I think it depends on under the lights or during the day.
11 a.m. game or noon game, Bloody Marys.
Okay,
100%.
You can suck those down, like,
ooh, baby,
multiples.
Come on, man.
I mean, I can't handle the tomato sauce, bro.
Oh, it's the best. Make it spicy.
No,
good and spicy. 2:30 game. It's all on the table. It's like second and two. You know, a 2:30 game in the afternoon is like second and two at midfield. Your whole playbook is open. All right, you can go deep. You can take shots. You can do a little beer pong, which the kids like to do, and they all suck me into that stuff. You can go beer, you can go wine, you can do Bloody Marys if you're still desiring that.
You ever mix wine and soda?
Never.
It's
what,
good.
Are you an animal?
No, I'm serious. It's good.
No.
No, I'm serious. If you get some...
If it's bad wine...
No. It doesn't matter. I'm just
yes,
telling you.
Yes, it does. If you soda with good wine?
Right, well, then
insane?
Go get you some Frenzy or something like that. Put some red Frenzy with Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
No, thank you.
Get you wired up. I'm telling you.
I'm going to give you a no on that.
I'm telling you. It'll get you wired up. 713-572-4610. Dr. Pepper and red wine.
You're an idiot.
Dr. Pepper and red wine.
Idiot. I mean, just idiotic. Here's the thing. I also like to mix up the tailgate. Obviously, we're in Texas. You got to have, and this is our first big game at home. Clemson, obviously, was on the road. So we're going to do the traditional barbecue. Tomorrow. But I do paella. That's one of my other go-tos. I love making my paella. It's a great smell at a barbecue, too, if you've ever been there. We'll do some other things. We'll do some gumbo down the road, stuff like that. You got to mix it. Don't just always do barbecue.
What you know about gumbo, dude?
Dude.
I'm asking.
I've
never heard about this.
No. We do the whole, it's the chicken sausage, the whole thing.
11 o'clock, by the way, if you're not going to an actual game, 11 o'clock all the way till the night games, you don't even need cable to enjoy college football.
Yeah.
Obviously, I have cable, but if you don't even have cable, all the major networks have quality college football throughout mm-hmm. the day. Top 25 matchups for days. We'll get more into that at 11:40. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. 11 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien at 11:15. His final words before the Texans take on the Chargers. And speaking of the Texans taking on the Chargers, the AFC South is getting very, very wild. We'll get into it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.